brought to you by Aspen Avionics and by the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. The Aspen Evolution Flight Display System is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen Avionics, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. See AspenAvionics.com. Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2011 at Lakeland, Florida. I'm with John Usakai, CEO of Aspen. John, you've had some interesting announcements here. They actually announced at AAA a couple weeks ago. And one is the KSN 770 cooperation with Bendix King, and also a new project with Avanine. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah. Okay, so both are very exciting projects for us because they expand the portfolio of offerings for the Aspen system. The first, the Honeywell relationship on the KSN 770, very big deal because pretty much every Aspen Evolution system that gets put in, an Aspen GPS upgrade or a new GPS is put in because of WASC capabilities. And the incredible integration that we have with the GPS devices only made it natural for us to expand into that market. Honeywell became a natural partner for us with the KSN 770 architecture. Open architecture was really a big player in that, and their commitment to the market space. And Honeywell is a long-standing, Bendix King is a long-standing presence in there. So all in all, a very good thing.
Yeah. Well, what needs to be done on the KSN 770 at this point?
You know, it's a good question. The KSN 770 is well along in development. The hardware's complete. The GPS nav comms are complete. The user interface needs a little bit more upgrading to it to finish it off. We want to add some integration capabilities, and we want to add some exciting new features that we'll be bringing out at Oshkosh as part of that. So it's quite a long ways there, and you can kind of draw that conclusion from the fact that we'll have it done by the end of the year. But we will be adding some interesting features with Honeywell into it, and we're very excited about it.
And just so everyone knows, our listeners who aren't familiar with the KSN 770, it's a full-featured GPS navcom with a color-moving map.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It provides full functionality with a larger screen, touch screen capabilities. One of the interesting features about it is that everything you do in a touch screen, you can do with the knob, so that allows people to use a touch screen as much as they see fit.
Now, on the autopilot front, the market really doesn't have a good aftermarket digital autopilot. Avanine has come out with a DFC 90 now, which is that product, and you're seeing an interface there with the Aspen equipment.
Yes, the DFC 90, as you probably have read and heard, has had incredibly good success out in the market space, and we've been getting a lot of requests to provide digital autopilot capabilities in our system. The DFC 90 is just a very nice fit for us. The Avanine guys have built something really good, and our ability to integrate the mode logic and the interface with our attitude solution has just been a real nice thing. We get a lot of requests from consumers and dealers for that functionality.
Now, there's a sizable market there because there are a lot of older airplanes that owners would like to have an upgraded digital pilot, autopilot upgrade. So what kind of time frame are we looking at on this developmental project?
We should have the full STCs by the fourth quarter of this year. I'm getting a lot of pressure to move that up, to be quite honest, because as soon as we announced, we got an incredible response for trying to do that. But realistically, it'll be the fourth quarter. We have to go through the full certification processes as necessary and as appropriate for this type of interface. So we want to make sure we have it right.
And what will that look like from the pilot side flying this thing?
Well, the pilot will have for those of people that have flown digital cockpits, will have the ability to have mode logic enunciation on their display, on their PFD display in front of them. The tight integration of the attitude solution for the DFC-90 will provide it very high performance. The DFC-90 will provide the mode control panel for it and having the capabilities that autopilot comes provides, including the safety features of wings level and things of that. So it is a full-featured integration.
S-Tech has a lot of rate-based autopilots out there, and you're doing some work in that area, too, in terms of interface.
Yeah, S-Tech, as you know, is a pretty broad-based installation of autopilots out there. And we've got from day one, our integration with the GPS steering and the S-Tech autopilot got rave reviews from pilots. But what they really asked for was the ability to do altitude pre-select mode enunciation so that it wouldn't be duplicative in the cockpit. We listened to that, and that's what we're going to provide the S-Tech. For those S-Tech owners, they're going to find that a major reduction in cockpit workload, and I think they'll be very pleased with what they see.
John, thanks for the update.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Paul. Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with John Usakai of Aspen. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Sun and Fun 2011 at Lakeland, Florida. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by Bose and by Aspen Avionics. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 Aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity. See Bose.com.